Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 2:30 today, about 4.5 hours. Tony Busby's going to have a press conference that you can watch live on Facebook. It'll be in large part about Tony Busby. But it'll also include the lawsuits in which Deshaun Watson is being accused of sexual improprieties. He has put out a text between Deshaun and a masseuse where she says, "I can do Swedish deep tissue sports massage, trigger point. I know Houston is so big. I moved here from Wisconsin. I'm still getting used to it." And Deshaun says, "I'm more of a Swedish guy. Are you working tomorrow?" She says, "I do a lot of Swedish, and yes, I am." And he says, "Are you comfortable with the glute area?" She apparently then later, "So the restroom isn't available at the moment. Try to go if you can before you come. Thank you. Okay, 2:45 here." And then later on March 30th, he tweeted this, or he texted her this: "Sorry about you feeling uncomfortable. Never were the intentions. Let me know if you want to work in the future. My apologies." So there was an admittance by him of uncomfortableness. I don't know, you know, that is at the very least, that does show that Deshaun realizes that he did something that was unacceptable. That made someone uncomfortable.
That's different than unacceptable.
Well, it's unacceptable to her if it made her uncomfortable.
But it could have been where he was nude and he gets, because he says that in one, or it, supposedly he said that in one of the things, right? That he gets too hot, he's nude.
Well, I don't know that that was this one per se. We don't know that this is that particular one. He did say that at some point, but we don't know that that was this masseuse.
But he's saying he's sorry for something that made her uncomfortable.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So, at the very least, he can't say, "I've never done anything." He knows he did something that made this masseuse uncomfortable.
Do you ever apologize to us for making us uncomfortable?
No, he's never done that.
Well, I'd never do that.
Is it if you did, would it be an admission that you did something
unacceptable? Then I would know that I've done something wrong, yes.
But you do unacceptable things all the time.
No, but I don't feel like they're unacceptable.
See, that's why he never apologized. Deshaun, at a minimum, got a certain impression from this woman that she didn't appreciate something he did.
That's right.
And he admitted that to...
At the very least, this shows that Deshaun knows that he did something to make her uncomfortable.
Now, he can dispute that it was done purposefully, or he actually did what was said in the lawsuit, but there's an admittance of someone being uncomfortable and him knowing about it at the time.
So at the very least, Deshaun can't say, "Well, I've never done anything inappropriate," because he's admitting here. He's admitting here. So now it takes it to that is at the very least proof that Deshaun knows that he did something that was inappropriate or that made her uncomfortable. And so that takes that in no way, shape, or form, that all these women are making all of this up because I've never done anything. He's admitted it here. So I think you're right. I think this is all going to be settled. And Deshaun is going to say that he really is sorry, and he is going to go get counseling and blah, 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 blah. And it's going to go away. He's going to have to pay them off. He's also going to have to pay off Rusty Harden. So this cost Deshaun a lot more than he thought.
And someone who does us many favors is still waiting on an apology from you.
Who?
You know, some guy who may or may not bring food from time to time, still waiting on an apology from you.
What did I ever do to
Kobos?
Raul?
I'm not going out there. Screw him. What? Whatever you said. You said something that made him feel a certain type of way against you.
Well, did he bring fries?
He doesn't. We know he doesn't do that.
Do you keep doing
if
this?
You don't bring fries, then
you have said other
then
things.
Then your behavior is unacceptable.
When he's using Twitter to
that
promote his product,
have a fryer. He doesn't do fries.
He does bon mi now.
He can put them in the oven.
You want oven baked fries?
You want baked fries? What's wrong with you?
I don't. That's go how to a much you want fries place for bon mi. I go. You go to a Vietnamese place for bon mi.
Did you not enjoy what he brought? Oh, so it's not Yao Ming.
Get your baked fries. Ooh,
golly, I don't. Man. Oof.
Yeah, no. It's. He makes us. Are you feeling uncomfortable? Yeah, now?
That one that he just said.
Are you feeling uncomfortable now?
I didn't like it. The one he just said. You know that you shouldn't say that, but what? also Raul is trying to promote a business, and every time you see one of his tweets, you're like, whatever. If you're not bringing me food, your food sucks.
I've never said that. I've said it's inappropriate for you to show food and not bring it here.
You've also said other things that are more insulting.
Inappropriate behavior by Raul.
By promoting his business?
Yes.
Without, if he's not bringing John free food, it's inappropriate.
It is inappropriate behavior.
Well, you're privileged.
Well, he, you know what?
Privilege.
He's food assaulting my eyes.
He's not assaulting your eyes with food.
Yes, he is.
Every time he posts it, it feels like an assault on my eyes.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to have to think about it, but now I have to think about it.
That's right.
When I see it, I'm like,
you know what? You sound like those Puritan dudes who would blame women for things. Like, she walked by me with her alluring eyes. Let's scandalize her. What? All she did was look. She made me feel a certain way. Got a scandalizer.
That's it.
You would fit right in Puritan America.
All right. Let's get Candy in here. She's is she a massage therapist? Hey, Candy.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Candy.
Hi, my name's Candy. So I'm about to graduate massage therapy school in May. I just want to see what you guys think about the job market for a massage therapist right now, and do you think that I'll make good money?
Well, it's busy. It's been busy, according to what we've been seeing lately. Been a lot of work. I don't know if I don't know. I really don't know anything about the industry other than what Deshaun, these things that's coming out about Deshaun. That's all I know about the industry. If you want to know the truth, Candy. So you're about to graduate. Where are you going to school?
Oh, this one school in Houston. I don't want to say the name.
You don't want to say the name?
Okay,
because you don't know it.
That's interesting. You don't want to. Why wouldn't you want to say the name of your school? Wouldn't you be proud of going to that school?
I see your alma mater.
Thomas Massage.
What kind of football team they got?
What kind of football team?
Yeah, you going to school.
You going to school.
Schools usually have football teams.
Is it called Eric's Massage
Factory? No, it's not that kind. No, it's just a massage therapy school.
Okay, sure.
Like a technical school.
Are you paying your way through school, or do you have like a sugar daddy named Eric who's helping you out?
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, is your daddy named Eric?
He's your dad.
I do not know an Eric.
You don't? Huh.
What's Deshaun's nickname? What is the boy's
Big
called?
Big D.
Big D? What's Eric's?
Little D.
No, weak. I put myself.
Weak D. You're right. It's Weak D. So you're
myself.
Paying.
I put myself.
Who paid you to make this call? Was it Weak D? Eric? Why are you? Because you sound very similar to other women who have called this show who have been backed by this Eric in question.
Oh, no, I do not know an Eric. Sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't admit it either if I were you.
On Twitch,
Candy.
It says it's a trap. Hang up.
No kidding. We know. We knew immediately as soon as Candy called.
Candy calls in immediately. Got the sultry morning voice, and her name's Candy.
I have some other questions for you, Candy.
Does
Eric or whoever you may or not know use these to entertain you because he can't do it, you know, in the bedroom?
Oh my God!
Whoa.
Yikes.
So
you're trying to smoke him out right now. That's all he's trying to do.
Why are you, hey, I got a game. Why are you putting salt in it right now? What are you doing? So does Eric know that he's not capable of entertaining you in other ways? So he goes, you know what? Let's call the Houston radio station and have some fun. Is that what this is about, Candy?
No, she's trying to find out about the industry.
All of a sudden, silence.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Candy?
Candy, are you still there?
Bill, you sound like a gay.
That's definitely Eric. Thanks, Eric. See, Eric, this is what I'm trying to do here. Candy, you were very polite at one point, and now you've gotten really aggressive. Why is that? I'm just asking a question.
You sound like
a
gay?
Yeah, and I'm telling you an answer.
You sound like a gay?
What the hell?
I don't know what that is.
What the?
I would, Candy, you're right. I don't know if there's an Eric behind you or not.
Do you want a massage? Do you want a massage?
Not from you, because I feel like you probably learned from Eric.
Hold on, is this still Candy? No.
The voice did change a little bit.
Cougar Blaze is asking for you to drop your OnlyFans account, please.
Yeah, do you have an OnlyFans, Candy?
Do I what?
Do you have an OnlyFans account? We can check out your massages.
No.
I feel like she's being... She's giving information.
You think?
There's a translation.
Yeah.
And then why she speaks.
Why is the phone call on delay?
I don't know why the phone
call. Actually, I do. I do. It's just after Sean.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't Eric a Cowboys fan?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's a Cowboy fan. Yeah, congratulations with your Dak signing. 1012 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to hang. That was a horrible call, Eric. Stop doing that.
Lance, are you still going to hang out with us or not?
Not now. This is just way too... I don't even know why I was here for this one.
Right.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
Did he do that last time already?
No, he did that just now to you.
So twice, or did he forget?
No, I hadn't played it.
The first
time. Because he doesn't leave.
You didn't leave.
So if he's going to hang out, why not play it?
What did he say?
I asked him if he was going to stay, and he said no, not with that call. And someone said, you know, now it's not going to play, so that's great. It froze. But we know the deal, right? Beat it, Lance.
1013 ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
All of the lights, turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything, want you to see all of the lights.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 1016 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Okay. Oh, all right. So JT came in from Missouri. And he has brought four of his friends with him from Missouri. They're staying with us. And one of them is Will. And all of them are from Kansas City and are all sickening
Cheese
about
fans?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
It's so gross. I mean, hey, did you know Patrick Mahomes drinks Coors Light? Hey, did you know that Patrick Mahomes is going to get married? Patrick Mahomes is one of the great all-time... oh my God.
Yes. Spring break camp at your house now?
It's disgusting. And
are they all men of the cloth or potentially?
No. Actually, Will and JT are doing some trading.
GameStop?
No, they're not GameStop. By the way, GameStop is now on Saving Gorillas. Did you see that? The GameStop people?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're all about saving the gorillas now, the Reddit people. Anyway, so I just want my life right now is all about Patrick Mahomes. I'm disgusted with him. And now I can't. You know what? Now I hate Patrick Mahomes. this is what rabid fan bases. Oh, and Kansas City barbecue.
Of course.
And Kansas City barbecue is gross, by the way.
Yeah, it's the same thing you get when you have to deal with Cowboy fans. Now you just get it in your home all the time.
Yeah, in my house. In the hallowed hall.
Your sanctuary.
In my sanctuary.
Where you think.
In my castle.
You come home, you have to hear this nonsense.
And I have to hear this garbage about Kansas City. Kansas City would be a suburb here. Katy is bigger than Kansas City.
No one's even thinking about Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Which state are you in? We don't even know.
I know. You're not even in Kansas where your city is.
Stupid. Stupid city. It's your terrible barbecue.
Oh, my God. That's my life. Let's bring Will in here. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, I just wanted to come on the show, give some thoughts. First off, I wanted to blast out to all the listeners to the city of Houston to let them know the dynasty that is coming to the AFC. That is the Mahomes Reed dynasty. Second off, honest thought, I wanted to ask you guys your take. Out of all the places Deshaun could land in the AFC, which team do you think would pose the biggest threat to the Chiefs? Hear you guys' thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, even Eli Manning could beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, so I'm not sure about what dynasty the Chiefs are embarking on.
Yeah.
How about you beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
How about you don't suck?
Yeah.
I mean, they made you look pitiful.
Like, how about the great Pat Mahomes couldn't even match Nick Foles and Eli Manning? They both beat Tom Brady, and you can't do it.
Yeah. So how about Deshaun Watson to the Chiefs for Patrick Mahomes?
An upgrade at the position.
Yeah. So that you're better, that you can actually beat Tom Brady, because Deshaun did that, by the way. Deshaun did beat Tom Brady.
Oh, my goodness. Next question. How hard is it being a Houston sports fan right now? It's got to be hard. What's it like?
It's wonderful.
So we're used to winning.
It's wonderful. It doesn't get any better than being a Houston sports fan. Better than being, you have one team in your town. I'm pretty sure. Don't you have some kind of soccer
team
too?
They have some underachieving MLS team in their town too.
Yeah. Otherwise, everybody leaves that state. You can't keep a football team. The Cardinals left. The Rams left. You got one team. The Royals have sucked forever. I mean, beat it. Beat it. Hang up on him.
Why is your life interfering with the show?
Beat it, Kansas City.
Will.
My son's got to put up with this all the time.
He brought him to your doorstep.
I know. He had to bring it into my life, too?
Yeah.
His misery?
All that goodwill from, you know, getting scholarships so you didn't have to pay for school for him?
Yeah.
Just taking all back with this. All that goodwill he built up. And Will doesn't understand that now he's on hold, he should hang up. That's the other thing about when you call a radio station. Well, we're done with you, you can always hang up the phone.
Just don't listen. Just go back. Just go back. You love it so much, and you love Patrick Mahomes? Go sit outside his house.
See, you're not spending spring break in Missouri.
No, why would anyone do that?
Exactly.
Why would anyone do that? 713-780-3776.
We should have went with the angle. Oh, you support that racist organization with the tomahawk chop? Is that what you?
Yeah,
that's what you're about, Will.
Yeah,
supporting racism
and your bougie royal team.
Royals. What does that mean?
Terrible. Disgusted. This is my life. For this whole week, it's been this.
At least it's ending today or what? Tomorrow?
No,
when are they out of the door?
Saturday. They're all out. Beat it. JT's going back. You're out. All of you.
You should make the. You don't have to drive them to the airport, do you?
I got to drive JT. No, they drove.
Okay. Oh, dummies. Yeah. So they're not bright either.
No. No one said anyone from Kansas City's bright. I'm sick of it. This is my life. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. The Rockets in a huge game tonight. NCAA tournament starting. We got Cleveland State and Houston. Houston, a 20-point favorite right now. That's a lot.
They're a two seed. Shouldn't they be putting that on
teams?
They
should be, but we've seen two seeds. Are there any of these 1 and 2 seeds that are actually going to spit the bit today or tomorrow?
You think, you mean losing in the first game?
Yeah. I mean, it happens every 3 years or so.
Yeah, we haven't had
a 1, 2, or 3 seed will go down.
That's true.
Every 3 years,
it happens. It's amazing to say this because it's been multiple years, but Virginia's the defending national champion,
and they lost.
And the year before they won, they got knocked out by a 16.
The only time it's ever happened.
Yeah, and then they bounced back and won a title.
Right.
I'm going to say a 1 or 2. You're adding 3 to the list.
1, 2, and a 3.
With 12
opportunities. You can get odds on that,
With 12 opportunities. So all I got to hit on 1 out of 12?
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
But
it's really the 314 thing I'm considering. The 215, sure, it's happened more often. But I feel like I'm looking at the 314 matchups more than
doesn't happen as often as you think.
No, I mean, compared to the one time it happened with the 1 and 16. Or the 2, and then the 2 versus 15.
The 2s happen every 5 years, or and it's a big deal. Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
Do we know how many times a 14 has beaten a 3?
We do not, but we can find that out. Seed winning the 14 seed beating a 3. I know we don't know that, but we can certainly find that out. Odds by seed bracketology.
Because you could look at Abilene Christian in Texas, because that line seems smaller than it should be. If we're thinking about a 3 losing.
The second seed has a 94.3% chance of getting to the second round. The third seed, 85.
So a 3 seed has – no, I'm look. That's a 13. I'm looking for a 14.
I mean, it is
– the 14 has never won.
What?
Thus far, a 14 seed has yet to win. Oh, that's when the tournament. I'm looking for –
no, for plenty of 14 seeds have won. I mean, they win 15% of the time.
Okay, what happened is this article I'm reading just has the wrong highlighted paragraph. It should be 14 seats. It's happened. The last time it happened was 2016. Stephen F. Austin beat West Virginia.
Florida Gulf Coast was a 15.
Yeah, Georgia State beat Baylor. It's happened. Maybe Abilene Christian does it. I saw that as
what?
Someone talked about that when the seeding came out that Texas should be worried about them.
So I was going to bet Texas at the half is a 5-point favorite. Yeah, the only way that Abilene Christian is going to win is if they jump out. They're not coming from behind. I wouldn't think. That's I was going to bet Texas minus 5, but you're putting a little really.
It was the first thing that jumped out at me about the tournament was someone. It was on the ESPN show said worry about Texas versus Abilene Christian.
So a 4 seed, Oklahoma State is a 4 seed. And they've got a tough matchup with Liberty. 20% of the time, the 4 seed loses. 1 out of 5.
There'll be a lot of pressure on Cade Cunningham if it's a close game. Can he be? Would he be a one and done as far as games in the NCAA tournament?
We've seen him step up. I mean, I've seen him, you know, just disappear because you can ball prevent him. You can keep the ball out of his hands. He doesn't take over the game enough for me. If you want to know the truth, for a superstar, for a number one overall seed, he just doesn't take command of a basketball game nearly as much as I would have wanted to see. As an Oklahoma State, I'm an Oklahoma State fan, so I was watching. I watched more than a few games. He just doesn't do that often enough to be the top draft pick in the NBA.
Well, I don't think it's going to matter. I think he will be unless some kid goes on a run that's already considered a top 5 pick. So just a comparison, apparently Abilene Christian doesn't turn the ball over a lot. They get to the free throw line a lot, and they have some nice size. They have a 7-footer, 6'8 guy, and they rebound the ball pretty well. They won 12 out of 13, so they're hot just like Texas is. Texas won their conference tournament. This is college football news does this normally with football games where they talk about why a team will win, why they won't, and those are the positives for Abilene Christian. They don't turn the ball over, and they get to the free throw line, and they got some size on the inside.
So did they play anyone, though? Did they play anybody worth their – they lost 85-72 to Arkansas. Arkansas was a pretty good basketball team. Texas Tech, they only lost by 7.
I guess the one thing it'll mean is they won't be overwhelmed by, oh, no, we're playing Texas.
And Sam Houston beat them by 7.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't see enough here to tell me that they're going to be. They did beat Nicholls State. They beat the snot out of them in the championship game, in the tournament.
Texas, yeah, the deal is Texas should win
Texas
and be comfortable winning.
Some confidence coming into this thing.
You would hope so.
The way that they won the Big 12. I don't know. I'm still going to stay. I'm going to stay on them. I'm going to stay on Texas.
I just remember that just stuck in my head. Not that I have a real prediction because I don't know enough about Abilene Christian. That was something that popped out. Worry about Texas versus Abilene Christian was initial thought from when people looked at that bracket.
What
at least one person
would look
at
really the worries me in this tournament are really, really good defensive teams, especially wing teams, that they can shut down a team that depends on the three-pointer. If they can play good defense against them, they can keep the score low, and they've got a chance. If you can play good wing D, then I really feel like then you got a chance. If you've got some good guards too that can maybe knock down a couple of threes in a big situation, then you got the underdogs having a chance.
And I'm seeing the line at 9 right now. Texas nine. Favored by 9 right now.
Yeah, I had 5 in the first half. I don't know. We'll see. 7-3, 7-8. They played Texas Tech close. They played Arkansas pretty close. Arkansas is a pretty good basketball team. 7-3, 7-8-0, 3-7-7-6. I talked to Scott McGrath the other day, and he's McGrath Pest Control, and he's going to come on over. On Monday, we're going to look at the mosquito murdering system that he's got. We've got so many mosquitoes in the backyard. We just got it. We have to do something, and if you're like us, we want to use our backyard. We want to be back there. If you're somebody that wants a mosquito murdering system, they've got, he said, it's fantastic, and it is, it does work. And if your kids are back there, if you've got a pool, if you're out there, you want to eat out there, you need this thing. It sends out the system out twice a day, and it keeps those mosquitoes away. And it's something that you just got to have in the city of Houston. When we had to have our house inspected, we had Scott McGrath come over for termite inspection. It's what he does. It's what they do there. If you've got ants, mosquitoes, roaches, fleas, we also have the regular coverage every 3 months or so. Hawaii will come by and get that job done too. McGrath Pest Control is awesome, locally owned and operated. You will love them. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
We talked some college basketball in the last segment, which means it's bracket time. You should be filling those out and should be going to ESPN 97.5 for that. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer, Lemonade, supported by New Break, Seaforce Water, and Dr. Linville with Hair Specialist Houston. We'll be giving prizes away to 97.5 winners. That means even the 0.5 winner, which is the penultimate winner, wins a prize, second to last in the whole bracket. And this is all free. Prizes include a custom Texas Mattress Makers mattress, gift cards to Quick Quack Car Wash, Frankie's Pizza Kitchen, Chewy's Tex-Mex, The Burger Joint, Pitch 24, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com. Register before I believe that noon tomorrow means noon today. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bubbly, bold, packed, and lemonade flavor. You got just under an hour and a half to go. Go sign up. Get your chance to win some prizes from us completely free.
Yeah. Do it. Why would you not do it? It's absolutely free.
And you guys know you like playing bracket stuff. No. Anyway, just
throw
do it.
In there.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Hurry. Hurry.
Also, some news. Schedule change for the station as well. The Charlie Palillo Show starts today, 11 to 1.
11 to 1. Josh is gone.
Yes.
So it's Charlie Palillo from 11 to 1.
And then Joel, I believe, and Nick from 1 to 4. I wasn't given all the information, but I just know Charlie's show starts today, 11 to 1.
Okay. And so you're working it too.
Yes, today, because they're out on remote, so I'll be here for that. Also, new podcast site, ESPN 975. It's an old site, but the podcasts are going to be all on ESPN975.com from now on.
Oh, really? Not Podcast Arena?
No, not Podcast Arena. So if you're looking to hear John say something inappropriate that you missed in the first couple hours.
I never say anything inappropriate.
Sure. Okay. What did you call that, Sam? The banh mi from Raul?
I didn't know if it's y'all. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Sure. Okay. 975, ESPN975.com is the new website. /old website where you can find our podcast from now on. No more Podcast Arena.
All right, there you go. That's good. So a one seed's only lost once. The one seed has lost 19 times in the second round. 120 wins and 19 losses.
So by there will be games on Monday. So by Tuesday, do you think a one seed will be out?
By Tuesday,
when we do the show on Tuesday, will a one seed be out?
If it is, it's Minnesota. It's Michigan.
Without Livers.
Without Livers. They're still pretty damn talented, but if it, I can't see Baylor losing, and I can't see Illinois losing.
I certainly can't see Gonzaga. Yeah.
No, certainly can't see that. But interesting stuff. The one seed seems to gain steam as it goes along in the tournament. Although in the Elite Eight, it's 57-40, just 59% of the time the one seed wins. Of course, yeah, that you're facing two seeds, right, and three seeds. But it's actually the one seed is actually better in the Final Four. It's 34-23, which is 60% win percentage. And in the championship game, the one seed is a 65% win.
Kind of makes sense because once you get, how often are we actually seeing ones versus ones in the Final Four? So if you get there. It's probably where, in a situation where the other one seeds have been knocked off.
Yep.
So you're the most, at least you've been the best team all year against, at least in some way, shape, or form, in lesser competition.
34 one seeds have made the championship game. 13 two seeds. 1 7 seed, and it won it all in the championship game. 3 8 seeds have made it. But no 9 seed or lower has ever made the championship game.
And, yeah.
George Mason made the Final Four.
And they got blown out in the semifinal.
As an 11 seed, right?
Yeah.
The 11 seed is 0-4 in the Final Four. If you get there, how about that no 5 seed has ever won? Of all of the top seeds, the only one that hasn't won a national championship is a 5 seed, 0-3 in the championship game.
And they're the team, and the team's most likely to get upset in the first round, right? The 5s?
The 5.
The 5-12.
Well, it's not the most likely to be upset because the 6 seed is worse.
That's true. When people consider the 5, they think of them
six
as a team.
6 and 7 seed are worse.
You're right. The 5 is the one because you're playing a double-digit seed and you're the 5. You're supposed to be kind of sort of good, and you get beat. But you're right. 6 or 7 is more likely.
In the 8-9 game, the 9 seed is more likely to win.
And that's a flip of the coin as far as seeding anyway, right? So it makes sense.
68-72. So the 9 seed is a 51%-49% for the 8 seed.
So as much as seeding is concerned, the NCAA or the committee is pretty right on when they're scheduling the 8 versus 9.
Yeah, 8-9 is pretty. And then the 8 or 9 has won 19 times.
What do you mean, the next game?
The next game.
Okay.
In the second round. Well, actually 20 times. They've won 20 times. Yet the 1 seed. Oh, that's right, because that's right because they're one time. They beat that team too. So 20 times out of, 20 times in its history, the 8 or 9 seed has defeated the 1 or the 16.
Did it feel like tournament basketball with no one really in attendance yesterday? Did it feel the same watching it?
I didn't watch any of it. I was playing Top Golf. It was JT's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to JT.
Yeah. So we went to Topgolf. So that was fun. Topgolf is you ever go? No.
There's one because it's golf, but although it's a little different, you're just swinging and hitting the ball. There's one near the house. It's popping when you're actually allowed to be in there.
Dude, you want to talk about a money factor?
I've heard it's expensive, isn't it?
Well, that's not it. It's just they're printing money.
Oh,
it's
people busy. Just run through it.
The food is actually pretty good. Drinks. You're having fun. It's not just sitting in a bar. And it's just packed all the time.
It's a souped up version of what bowling is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same, only it's, yeah. And there are people who are really, really bad at it.
Oh, yeah.
Look, the people next to us, were, it was just like, oh my God, they could barely hit the ball. But you know what? They're having fun.
They're out there just swinging the club. That's not fun. A lot of pressure. You're not holding really up like you would on an actual golf course.
No.
Look, I don't like golf. That's fine. But I'm also aware of, if I even went to Topgolf, it would be embarrassing. Because I've never swung a driver before.
Me and you are going.
I've never swung a club. You had a putter before, but I've never actually swung a club.
We're going. I want to see this.
I don't want to hang out
with you. Videotape it.
No.
And we're going to have a great time, me and you.
What I'm looking to do is open myself up to embarrassment in front of you. That's my personality.
Best way to go about this.
Nah, we're not hanging out. Don't worry about it. People think I'm kidding. I don't. Look, it doesn't hit the same because you can't use the real word, but I don't F with John outside of work. I mean, it's a different version.
We go to lunch all the time.
No, we don't. The only time we went to lunch is when I got fired.
I know.
That's not all the time. I don't get fired all the time. That happened once.
I haven't had time since then.
Oh, I haven't been fired since then. I imagine the next time that happens, we'll go to lunch again. Yeah.
We're going to go to lunch again.
Don't worry.
Next time you get fired.
Inevitably, when you get fired, we'll go to lunch again.
Yeah. Let's get Eric in here before the break. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Great show. I listen to it while I'm running my businesses.
This, Eric.
You think Deshaun would stay if we change the name to the Houston Oilers?
No, why? Because he likes oil?
You know, because he likes oils, you know.
Yeah, we know. I understand.
I'd love to have Deshaun visit one of my massage therapy businesses.
Why? You want one of the women to allegedly be assaulted?
Well, no, we go by Wong Tong's therapy, so we don't use hands, we use tongs.
Use tongs to massage people?
Well, when it gets to that area, we do.
Mm. Are we done with you? Hey, Eric, do you like candy?
What's candy doing, Eric?
Who's candy?
Oh, yeah, who's candy? Sure, bye.
Beat it, Eric. Oh, my God, two calls from Eric today.
Yeah, first as the puppet and then as himself. First, as a puppeteer, excuse me. He was being a puppeteer in the first call. Now he's just Eric.
Now playing the role of Eric.
In both calls, Week D was the thing. Yeah, that was a weak call.
All right. So let's take a break. And when we come back, news of the weird, finishing up the week strong. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I don't know that this person really understood the concept, Del, but apparently a customer ordered a dozen masks from a company. And then demanded a refund when the business owner only sent 12. I'm not sure. First of all, how do you even have the ability to read or
if you don't know
to
that
order something?
Dozen equals 12?
Yeah.
So do we know what they thought dozen meant?
No, the business owner said, hey, all they just tweeted out, hey, come look at this. This person wants their money back.
I think that's why I don't ever see dozen of anything. I usually see 12 count, when you're ordering stuff, because they don't want to make the assumption people know what dozen mean. Like, dozen is the thing you say for donuts, right? Dozen donuts. Every place else, 12 count, I think is a good idea considering what you just laid out there.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you're too stupid to order anything online. So we're not going to do that anymore. Wow. A Wisconsin children's court judge, Dell, charged with multiple felony counts for possessing child pornography. Do you think?
No.
That this
whatever
judge
the answer is, or question is,
should be a children's court judge. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people?
It gives me kind of a headache.
Here's a story about the drug dealer with a heart of gold. Apparently,
like Pablo?
An 83-year-old Asian man says a drug dealer came to his aid while being attacked in San Francisco. I'm all for the drug dealers now.
Well, I mean, they are, you know, pushing out a product that hurts people as well. But in this instance,
but they're saving people from being attacked.
Look, if it's a drug dealer who deals in marijuana, I'm okay with you when you go out and save a man from an attack. If you get into the harder stuff, then maybe the scales haven't been balanced so much. One, saving this man, let me just sell this harmful drug to everybody else.
It evens out.
It doesn't.
On the ledger.
It's only one saving.
You don't know if he's saving people all the time.
Well, if I hear more reports, then I'll change my opinion.
You don't have any idea.
I can only go with the information you've provided me, and that's one. If I hear of a pattern of behavior, per se, seeing as how that's now a thing we have to say all the time.
Right.
A pattern of behavior saving older people from assaults, then I will change my thoughts.
Then you're okay with him selling drugs on the street.
No.
I get it.
Not all drugs, no.
A judge has ruled that sleep-in care workers, you know, where you care for people, okay, but you sleep at their house.
Gotcha.
They're only entitled to minimum wage when they're awake. Do you think you should be paid for going to... wouldn't you like to be paid for sleeping here?
But I don't sleep here ever.
Wait a minute. Didn't you work this show and then have to wait to do a show later in the day? Did you take a nap while you were waiting?
I went to Miko's to get lunch.
Oh, you went to Miko's.
And then I came...
do you think you should have been paid for that?
Well, I'm on salary, and it's not hourly, so I guess in some instances you could say I am being paid. I didn't get any extra hours of work in terms of pay for working that second show. I don't fall into this category. I don't get paid by the hour.
You don't get paid? Okay. Well,
but yes, if I did get paid by the hour and they split up my shift because they needed me to work extra, I would say pay me for my lunch break. It wouldn't go over well, but I'd ask for it.
No, but you wouldn't get it anyway.
No.
Apparently, Taiwan is pleading with citizens not to change their name to salmon.
Why is this a thing in Taiwan?
Dozens of people made the unusual move to take advantage of a restaurant promotion. Apparently, if your name is salmon, you get free sushi. So people legally change their name to salmon.
You get free sushi for life?
Or
for a lunch special? You're going out of your
way. Under the two-day promotion... two-day promotion, Del. People change their name legally.
How good is this food?
Better be really good.
Let me ask you something.
Is it a Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich?
Oh, look, you know, I know it's becoming a problem, this whole spicy chicken sandwich thing for me, when people are sending me tweets about where they're going for chicken sandwiches. Like, for the second week in a row, Dream Shake, he went to go get a grilled chicken sandwich, spicy one from Chick-fil-A. And now he sent me his order from Burger King because they have a new chicken sandwich, spicy one. I'm like, yeah, I'm leaning into the brand maybe a little
too
hard.
You're branding.
I am. That's my brand.
You know, people send me Coors Light stuff all the time.
Oh, I see that. I don't think I'm changing my name for a free sandwich, though, or free sushi.
You know, Patrick Mahomes drinks Coors Light, don't you?
I was told that because you now know that, considering those guys who are mooching off of you at your house.
I don't care.
No, you do care.
No.
You care so much they called into the show about it.
76% of Americans say a lack of sleep in the past month interrupted daily life, and money is the top stressor. Do you not sleep because of money issues, Dell?
No, I'm in this lane where money can't be an issue for me because there's not enough of it to be an issue. It's not enough of it, and I don't have any. I don't have responsibilities.
So you don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it. Oh well.
I
don't have the stress of worrying about the money. Partly because I don't have the stress of worrying about paying for things. I don't have any real responsibilities. No leeches like kids around.
This guy, Raddick, apparently was having a bad day. New York State police say they arrested the same man three times in the same day.
What did he do?
The first one occurred at 7:55 a.m. Raddick was driving a 94 Jeep Cherokee. He was stopped for vehicle and traffic law violation. They discovered that Raddick was driving with a suspended New York license and in charge and in possession of crack cocaine. That is against the law.
Says you.
The second arrest, 2:30, driving a Honda Civic, traveling on 3rd. Same trooper pulled him over. This time, the trooper said Raddick had 1.3 grams of heroin and crack cocaine. And then the final arrest at 5:45. He was busy.
So
he was in a Jeep Cherokee on Robinson when he was stopped for multiple vehicle and traffic law violations. Impaired by drugs, given two felony charges.
How quickly do you get out of jail if you've been arrested? Is it an in and out thing?
I guess.
Like a drive through? You get booked and you get to go?
Then get right back in the car. Listen, his whole problem stems from his horrific driving.
You know, this you can tell this man is comfortable with jail because I get shook up when I get pulled over. Like when I get pulled over for a random traffic stop, I don't want to do anything for the rest of the day because I'm pissed. First of all, that's now an actual
thing I got to pay for,
and I'm pissed because I got pulled over and it's like a 20-minute wait. It's embarrassing. I don't want to do anything. This guy's like, I got arrested. I'm go about the rest of my day. I would hide under the covers.
Do you want to go to Legends Diner in Denton, Texas, Del?
Legends always sounds like a strip club, but this is just a diner?
This is a diner.
What happens at Legends?
Well, they will add $50 to a bill of any patron who needs to be told to wear a mask. Do you think that you're going to go and eat there?
I could because I always wear a mask, at least in restaurants or when I have to go someplace. I'd be fine. It'd be easy. I don't think it's great customer service to throw the $50 bill on it. Just tell people to leave if they don't listen. You're going to charge them an extra $50? I don't think, is that even lawful?
I don't think I'm even going to eat there now. Wait, you told me, so we're going to add $50 to your,
I don't think I don't even think that's lawful.
It might not be. Apparently, two juveniles and an adult in custody, a suspect attempted to sell his stolen car to the owner of the car. It ended with shots fired, three arrested. Del, do you think that was the best market to sell the stolen car to the original owner?
So this person, I guess, put an ad out that I have a car to sell, and it just happened. I imagine the owner is like, that's my car.
Hey.
I'm going to go grab my car.
I think I'm going to go get it.
So who got shot? Did the seller or did the original owner?
I don't know. I'd have to read the story.
Well, you never provide context to anything.
She saw that the vehicle was being offered for sale online and decided to meet. And the woman and a 20-year-old man arrived for the meeting. At some point, the man demanded the car back, and that's when he and the boy exchanged fire. So there you have it.
You know, maybe I'm just too cautious, but if I find that someone's selling my car back to me and they've already stolen it, maybe I call the police and we all have a get-together where I don't have to worry about gunfire. Maybe I say, hey, this person stole my car and they're putting it up for sale. You want to meet me, police officers?
Nah, they're busy. They're too busy.
They are doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cops that are busy, how about these kids from Missouri? They wanted to go to Kirby Ice House.
Okay.
They're all old enough. They're all of age. The bouncer at the door said, no, I don't believe these licenses. They were Missouri licenses. Ooh. They were all different. They do different styles or whatever. Uh-huh. They said, no, I don't believe, I think these are all fake. They said, the only way you're going to get in is if a cop tells me that this is a real ID. Oof. So they called the cops.
And what did the cops do? Did they show up?
They called them once. They called them twice. They called them three times. And they were like, hey, dude, we're waiting here for these cops. We're a little busy, okay?
So the business called the cops?
No. My son's friends from Missouri.
Yeah, when you get that bouncer, just go to a different place. You don't call.
But they wanted to go to Kirby Ice House.
Understood. But you think the police are going to be in a hurry to let college kids into a bar?
And he got the guy that he called the first time. He got him on. Hey, when are they, sir?
You're not a priority.
So guess what he said? Well, what if somebody was shot? Do you think that they would that the cops would show up before? You know, we've been waiting here for 45 minutes.
Yes, if someone was shot, yes.
Sir, has someone been shot there? Is that what you're saying? No. Hey, dumbass, don't say if someone was shot.
Does your son know his friends are stupid?
Yes, he found that out that night.
Maybe you need to have a sit down with him and go, look, you're hanging around with real dummies.
Listen, I put my foot down.
You're too dumb to
hang out with.
Yeah, the Kansas City thing is one thing, but this, on top of it, you need to have a discussion.
Calling the cops because the doorman wouldn't take your ID.
Just take the L. The doorman's a pain in your ass.
Go to a place.
Go someplace else.
Go to someplace that lets minors in.
Look, those kids are going to get your kid in trouble.
Even though they're of age.
Just look out, John. You're going to get a call.
No.
And Will's going to be, hey, JT, something went down and JT's in trouble. Why? Because we got him to do something stupid.
I have less confidence in Missouri than ever. 10:56, we're done. The new Charlie Polillo Show is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston. Hello.